This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What a train wreck Joe Biden has been, and I love it. Oh, my goodness. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, we couldn't ask for a better buffoon to represent the Democratic Party. Congratulations, Democrats, for the big cheat. This is what happens when you perform a coup and put a brain-dead moron in what was formerly the most powerful position in the world. Now, President of the United States is a figurehead. It is a worldwide joke, and history will note it as such. Democrats, be proud of your doggone selves. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, by the way, I just found this out. My friend Brandon Tatum took over for Larry Elder, who's another friend, to join the Salem Network of Radio Broadcasters, and I will tell you this, I am very proud of Brandon for everything he's done. This guy was a Mesa cop. I think he was Mesa cop. I know he was a cop. And Brandon has stumbled his way into just real success. And let me tell you why I'm super proud of Brandon. The guy is a Christian. He is, when Brandon says he's going to do something, he does it. He's a great guy. And it's rare to find people like him in the conservative. I'm going to tell you right now, there are a lot of conservatives that are just out for themselves. Brandon helps others. He is collaborative. He partners. He really does. And he may not be the most experienced radio guy. And just for the record, at one point, when Larry and I were battling it out for that position and Larry won, I sent him a congratulations. Phil didn't call me to do the show, which is fine because Brandon's obviously gotten a lot more accolades than I have over the past few years, but I don't care. The guy deserves it. Brandon is true blue conservative, collaborative. He does it. He is exactly what we want in conservatism, and I am so happy and so proud that Salem offered him that spot because he will do well by it, and it will never be self-serving. Brandon's been, he's been blessed beyond belief. He would say that right now. If he gets nothing more, he would say, I've been blessed beyond belief. And no power tripping, things like that. So congratulations, Brandon. I just wanted to say that publicly. Anyway, I talked the other day about how Biden has gotten everything wrong. You couldn't get things more wrong if you planned it. If you planned it, something would go right for you that you would go, we didn't plan for that. Joe Biden has gotten nothing wrong, folks. And yet, he stumbles into mess after mess after mess. Joe Biden reminds me of Bad Luck Schleprock, except Schleprock would get something more right than Biden. He would stumble into right. Joe Biden doesn't even accidentally get something right, even in these devious, evil plans that these people put for him. I'm just saying. Show me. Now, there are people out there going, well, Kevin, they don't want to get it right. They want to kill. I'm just telling you, even if you planned to get things wrong with Biden, something would go right. We would be going, well, you know, I know he planned it that way, but this is either one of the most skillful, devious plans ever, or Joe Biden's a lunatic moron. And I think it's number two, folks. Well, I think it's a combination of both. This fool has America on the brink of war. Joe Biden, look. The guy who's supposed to bring unity to America, he's supposed to bring, what was it? Not civility. They used to kind of allude that Trump was white trash, but Biden would bring some sort of, you know, ooh. Joe Biden's a pathological liar whose family should be on Maury. Let me tell you, Maury, all those talk shows that show the sensationalized families, they could do a year of shows on the Biden family. A year of shows. Hunter, look, it's not even worth discussing. It's not even worth discussing. Hunter Biden, the crackhead, who marries his brother's, his dead brother's widow, you know, whose daddy had two aneurysms, but the Democrats go, "There's nothing wrong with his brain." Yeah, he's had two aneurysms that, where he had to get rushed to the hospital to get his life saved. He's obviously impaired, and the Democrats go, "We see nothing." It is so funny. I swear, I love it. I love it. Because here's the deal, folks. We have never had a better time in the history of this republic to showcase the difference between us and them than right now. Is anybody going to take advantage of this? Look, do you have the cojones to go to these Democrats and say, "You got a dude who's had two aneurysms and he's obviously impaired, shaking hands with air, calling on dead people to show up, and you don't want to admit that he's brain damaged, but, well, he's not Trump." Yeah, he's not. You should look at him and go, "You're exactly right. He's not. He ain't smart enough. Joe Biden has never been smart enough to be mentioned in the same system as, in the same sentence as Trump. And when it comes to intellect, in fact, show me where Joe Biden and intellect should be used in the same sentence unless you're talking about his lack thereof. Please, please, y'all Negro, okay? Hey, Democrats, it's at least time for us to hint at the 25th Amendment to get rid of this old clown, isn't it? There's a meme out. And it says, in the NFL, if you're hit hard and you have a concussion, you're sidelined. But if you're Joe Biden and you're a brain damaged moron, maybe I added this. I think I added this. They will, the Democrats will leave you in the game. They don't care. Just because Joe Biden's throwing the ball at the opposite end of the field and there's no receiver, we don't care. I love these guys. I love making fun of them. Why do you think we're putting together the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour? Because nobody wants to talk about this stuff. I would rather have a Guatemalan midget as my quarterback than Joe Biden. I would rather have a Guatemalan midget as my president. Do you know one? Somebody give me a Guatemalan midget. I know there's one running around here somewhere. Y'all know why I tease Guatemalan midgets. I love my Guatemalan midgets, but I tease them because I know it will absolutely piss off leftists. He's talking about Guatemalan midgets. Yeah, hey, lefties, you have another cause to go fight for. Let's boycott Kevin Jackson because he talks about Guatemalan midgets. Biden brought a lot of anti-radiation pills. This warmongering moron has the nuclear trigger in his back pocket, and he's about to sit on it. And nobody's mentioning it with the left. More reasons in a minute why the Democrats are scared to death of us, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats have emptied the cartridge. They got no, they're running out of money. Maybe the Republicans had a strategy we weren't aware of, because I'm starting to see a whole cacophony of Republican ads supporting our candidates, at least here in Arizona. I bet it's the same across the country. I know all this PAC money that's come in, and keep in mind that there are Republicans that are obviously trying to upend Donald Trump's agenda, but I don't think it's going to work. Anyway, this article was in Town Hall, and they said this, and this will give you an idea of when it was written, but it says, with barely more than a month remaining until the midterms, the leading entities tasked with helping Democrats win and retain seats in the House of Representatives say they are running out of money, scrambling to decide which Democrats get the remaining cash available to try and dampen the expected red wave heading for Speaker Nancy Pelosi's gavel. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. 8255. If the Democrats couldn't cheat, you could go to sleep like you are a coma patient because the Democrats have no chance of winning the House. They wouldn't even, let me tell you, not only, I don't know how many seats are up for grabs and how many they could lose. It would be a bloodbath, pardon the pun, but the red wave, yeah, it'll be the blood of Democrats. They are running from their policies, and rightfully so. He said, whining to the Washington Post, Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Executive Director Tim Persico said, there are places that I don't know if we're going to be able to get to in order to help Democrats. We're just getting outspent everywhere. So it is a question of how much can we withstand. Now, I'm going to be honest. I haven't looked at who outraises who. As far as I'm concerned, you know, they both parties get billions of dollars. Most of it gets wasted in primaries. And then they see who they can drag over the finish line at the end. But it's still billions of dollars. They said, that makes the DCCC, the DCCC, DCCC, yeah, three C's, one of several groups, WAPO said, who are discovering they lack the funds needed to fully contest all of the, quote, potentially winnable House races this cycle, leading to tough decisions about where to spend on television ads as Democrats get outspent by GOP groups. So, are they saying that the GOP is really outraising the Democrats? Because I want to see some numbers. I'll tell you this. Mark Kelly, this is what's funny. I heard Mark Kelly running for Senate here in Arizona as a Democrat, a Democrat, spent $80 million so far. $80 million. Most of the candidates that I know, that I've spoken to, they say the Democrats have outspent them geometrically. Carrie Lake, for all intents and purposes, she's not spending a lot of money going against Katie Hobbs. They're going to say this. The relative shortfall in outside spending is likely to leave some Democrat incumbents in contested races at sharp advertising disadvantages while restricting the party's ability to compete in open seats or unseat Republican incumbents. This is what they had. They spoke with Democrat groups. All I can say to all of this is great news for America. If the Democrats can't spend money and spew their lies, great for us. What it says to me, I don't know. And what I'm about to say is antithetical because, you know, we don't do a great job of fundraising, but we're not professional fundraisers. But the Democrats are professional fundraisers. And they have their own message. And you know what it tells me? Their message doesn't resonate. Now, for those of you who say, well, Kevin, you know, you always seem to be looking for funding. Look, let me tell you something. I'm going to be straight here. Yeah, we're always looking for funding. That's what you do when you have as many things that going on. We help kids. We help families. Melissa and I used to get 100 kids adopted, almost 100 kids adopted every year. Yeah, we're looking for funding. We can't do it. Our charitable work, we will put 100 kids through a college system, at least 100, through a college program that I couldn't afford. There's no way I could do that for 100 kids. But who, are you doing it? We will work with probably 12 at-risk families, one per month, getting them about $10,000 of services each this year, minimum. Next year, that'll double or triple. We are sponsoring a comedy tour that is a First Amendment issue. That's what we're doing. We are putting together events like No Whites Allowed and many others where we're bringing in these black luminaries to discuss issues of racism on the left. Who do you think funds that stuff? We do for the most part. I could name you initiatives that move the needle, that remove some specter of nonsense that the Democrats put heap on us as conservatives. And yes, I depend on it. But let me tell you this. We are finally at a point where people are going, I want to help. I have a meeting with a group of CEOs. Get this. They asked me, Kevin, can you find us entrepreneurs, good, solid people who want to be entrepreneurs that we can put in the business? We will finance, put them in the business, teach them how to run corporations. They can hire the people that they want to hire. We're going to make sure these companies run right, and we're willing to do this on our own nickel. I'm in charge of a project like that. Are you kidding? We have amazing stuff going on. Partnership with Hillsdale, the Goldwater Institute, the Heritage Foundation, and many others. And a bunch of others will jump on board. I'm so proud of what we do. Anyway, they say this takeaway from the DCC and other Dem-funded operatives is in direct conflict with what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in an episode of The Late Show with Colbert. With seemingly delusional overconfidence, Pelosi declared that the Democrats will hold the House by winning more seats. Perhaps Pelosi should have checked with the people actually running her party and trying to fund the House campaigns before making what are almost sure to be broken promises. Here's what the Post said reporting Democrats' money problems. Democrats pointed to a TV ad spending advantage by Republican outside groups, which have flexibility to move money around the House landscape strategically in the final weeks. That edge has become more alarming as a recent shift in the national mood has put more seats in contention for Democrats who find themselves hamstrung by the Republican advantage of donors on the GOP side. Another Democrat strategist said the inability to fully fund key races could prove to be the difference between winning and losing control of Congress. No, folks, the difference between winning and losing control of Congress lies in the policies of the Democrats. That's what's translating into nobody wanting to donate to them. And by the way, the Republicans would have the same problem if they didn't have a champion like Donald Trump and some other people like DeSantis who are making them see the Republican Party differently.
Radio show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm disgusted with our legal system. I'm disgusted with those jurors.
Dr. Ilan Hofdef is a father of the victim of the Florida school shooter. A Florida jury returning a sentence of life in prison without parole for the 2018 Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz. The judge still needs to formally issue the sentence next month. The prosecutors are requesting that victim impact statements be taken into account, and the judge says they may do this prior to the formal sentencing on November 1st. The death toll in Florida from Hurricane Ian is now at least 105. Wednesday, the Florida Medical Examiners Commission added two more storm-related deaths, one each in Charlotte and Orange counties. Lee County leads the state with 52. Monroe and Sarasota counties each are reporting 7. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats, message is not resonating. I love it. My first thought is, what message? What message do the Democrats have? We're the message of crime. We're the message of invasion of the southern border. We're the message of spend your money and you have no saying over the message of election cheating. What is your message? The Democrats' message isn't resonating. Shocker! Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. This is a Douglas Schoen and Carly Cooperman. They just published an op-ed in The Hill outlining what their firm found out when they went and talked among people. Now, before I get into that, let me just say this. The major problem that the Democrats have when their message isn't resonating is they can't cheat big. How can you cheat? How can you say, we won an election and here, 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 and here, here, when everybody goes, wait a minute, you're hated. You're despised. So it's the election cycle where they got to give back to the Republicans. See, because it's a uniparty. In the last one, the Republicans rolled over and said, you know what, we will all collectively hate Donald Trump. We will give you back the House and the Senate. You'll have everything you want, but don't forget. But then you got to flip it back to us in the next election cycle. And also remember this. There are a lot more people who are ready to drop dime on the Democrats if they try to cheat like they did before. Manipulate a machine. Watch what happens. There's going to be undercover video. And the reason why I know this is I already have some undercover video of the other stuff they're doing. Let's get to the survey. The survey among likely midterm election voters in 85 swing districts, which Cook Political Report rates as toss-up, lean, or likely to vote for one party, finds that Republicans' economy-focused platform appeals more to this group than Democrats' cultural issues-oriented agenda. Yeah, hey, just for the record, save maybe the 1960s. I'm talking about in the modern era. And that's not so modern anymore, is it? But save the 1960s. Most people are like, I don't even care. I want to be able to pay my doggone bills. I want to be able to get an opportunity to get a job. I mean, I want opportunity. Well, at number two, swing district voters believe that Republicans, 47%, rather than Democrats, 43%, would do a better job addressing the main challenges facing the nation over the next few years. If that's even close to right, 47% to 43. Okay, so we have a 4% advantage. But if that's even close to right, here's what we should be asking ourselves, conservatives. What in the heck do we have to do to show Democrats how brain dead, stupid these people are? What has to happen? How high does inflation need to go? How high does gasoline need to go? How high do your rents need to go? How many businesses do you need to use? How many times does the government need to dictate to you that you get a shot that you don't want? That you can't travel unless you have it? That you may not get medical care? How many times do they need to tell you that they're going to teach racism to your kids? They're going to demoralize white kids. They're going to do the same for blacks. And nobody's going to benefit. Nobody's going to get educated. The education system's going to fail. The healthcare system's going to fail. The welfare system's going to fail. What more needs to be done? This is beyond crazy. And I'm sitting here going, if Republicans can't take advantage of this, this is when you know you got a uniparty. Because this is so easy pickings. So easy pickings. Why is it we can't make this work? It's insanity. Okay, anyway, 47 to 43%. So we have a 4-point advantage. Sean Cooperman research found that the majority of swing state voters would rather support a candidate who prioritizes economic issues such as jobs, taxes, and cost of living, 64%, over a candidate who prioritizes societal issues such as abortion, gun safety, and democracy, 27%. Now we're talking. Now we're talking. Now we're getting into that area where I go, okay, I can believe this. See, when we get into well, here's what's funny. So when we started Americans for Real Change, I told the guys, the GOP focuses on Republican versus Democrat. Republican versus Democrat. I don't care what your label is. If you want to call me a Republican, fine. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't give a crap. If the Democrat thinks like I do, I'll vote for the Democrat. It's rare. They just don't. They're idiots. Democrats can't think like me because I actually have a brain. But if they did, I'd vote for them. I don't care about that. But think about what I just told you. Jobs, taxes, the cost of living, over, abortion, gun safety, democracy. Remember when the Democrats, oh, this is a threat to our democracy. This is a total threat to our democracy. The January 6th was a threat to our democracy. It's the guns and the guns and the guns. And then they leaked the abortion thing. By the way, where's that leaker? FBI. Is this thing on? FBI. Is this thing on? See, the Democrats have tried every message except the one that they have no answer to. They can't talk to you about Joe Biden's record on anything because it stinks on ice. Let me give you the next bullet point. Majorities believe that Democrats should be doing more to address rising prices, 74%. Blame Democrats at least partially for inflation, 73%. Disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy, 58%. Now we're talking. Now we got numbers that say, try to cheat, you suckers, you scumbag, you liars, you vile hypocrites, try to cheat. Because nobody's going to believe you this time. Oh, Donald Trump is so hated. Yeah, he's so hated. He got more votes than even baby black Jesus as a sitting president in his second election. Got more of the black vote, twice as much, if not three times as much as the black vote, which would be an impossibility for any Democrat to win. And you call us election deniers? Nobody on this planet believes legitimately that Joe Biden got 81 million votes. And when asked, if you ask me, is Joe Biden a legitimate president? Heck no, he's not. I don't have to debate that. He's not legit. He won in a coup. And if I were running as a candidate, I would say that to you directly. I wouldn't be soft peddling it like some people. Is he the president? Well, he's in office. It's not an answer. He is not the legitimately elected president. There you go. They say Republicans lead Democrats by 7 points, 47% to 40. in terms of the party who is most trusted to you. Ready, folks? Lower the crime rate. Moreover, majorities agree that Joe Biden and Democrats are soft on crime. 54% say that they would feel personally safer if more Republicans were elected to office. 51% and blame Democrats at least partially for increasing the crime rates. Folks, the Democrats win on nothing. Nothing. You couldn't ask to be put into a better position right now than the Republican Party. You couldn't ask it. People recognize these crazy nutcases for what they are. And Mitch McConnell and Andy McCarthy, they're just running along like they're chickens with their heads cut off. And I could tell you stories about how these people, they use any way they can, the GOP, to get money. They will siphon off of Trump. They will siphon off of rallies, fundraisers, you name it. The Republican Party by itself can't raise money. If it weren't for Trump, they would be dead in the water. And yet, the Uniparty still attacks him at every turn. It's unbelievable. To recap, every single thing that the Republicans stand for, when you go back and you look at why the Democrats' message isn't resonating, jobs, taxes, the cost of living, those are the things that people are concerned about. They're not concerned about abortion, gun safety, and democracy. In fact, when it comes to gun safety, that gets into the crime thing. I just talked about it. They trust Republicans more than they trust Democrats. Why? Because Democrats want to take away your guns. They want to defund the police. And look at the language we've been talking about over the past couple of weeks. With, oh, defund the police really doesn't mean defund the police. It means we take money from them and reallocate it elsewhere. Okay, so you want to try to tell me who shot John? We take it from here. We put it over here. It's insanity. On that side of the aisle, they've watched crime go through the roof. And you know what these DAs do? They catch and release. They release violent criminals, and then they say our progressive policies aren't doing it. We got a statistic somewhere that proves this.
We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So, we're just talking about the Democrats' message isn't resonating. They're surprised. They're shocked. I mean, if you want to talk about living in a bubble, when you're surprised that your message isn't resonating, when your message is about let the crime rates go up, I don't care, defund the police. Let your taxes go through the roof. I will print more money. I will devalue your money. And I don't care how much it costs you. I'm going to tax the living daylights out of you. I'm going to spend your money and stuff that you don't even care about, that has nothing to do with you. I'm going to protect you against global warming. Really? What if I don't want that protection? You're getting it anyway. Onus legislation that is preventing jobs, it's killing jobs, it's killing creativity, it's stifling R&D, etc. And the Democrats keep at it. Like, one of my famous sayings is, the Democrats will tell you, I couldn't fix your car, couldn't fix your brakes, but I made your horn louder. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So we're talking about this Schoen-Cooperman research. Majority of swing state voters, swing district voters, they profiled like 83 or 85 swing districts, would rather support the Republican or the Democrat, difference of 4 points. And when it comes to the big issues, they prioritize economic issues like job taxes and the cost of living, 64% over gun safety, abortion, and democracy, 27%. A huge differential, 37 percentage points. They want Democrats to do, they believe Democrats should be doing more to address rising prices, 74%. They blame Democrats for inflation, 73% do. They say Biden's not handling the economy right, 58%. These are massive pluralities. Republicans lead them by 7 points in who's more trusted to lower crime. 47% to 40%. What 40% believe Democrats could be more trusted to handle crime? Really? Democrats are soft on crime, 54%. They would feel personally safer if a Republican were elected to office, 51%. Democrats are at least partially blamed for increasing crime, 57%. You ready to deal with another topic? Kevin Jackson here, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network explaining to you why the Democrats are sailing into the wind. They don't know what they're doing. Immigration. Republicans have a 7-point advantage on trust to manage legal immigration and a 2-point advantage on illegal immigration. Similar to increasing crime rates, they write, most swing state district voters blame Democrats for the immigration surge at the southern border, 66%. Now, you may see the 2% that 2% advantage over illegal immigration, but 66% of the people say Democrats are responsible for the surge. Those people know this. They know that anytime you let people in for free, they can't live here for free. They're taxing all those systems I mentioned earlier. Your education system. Your welfare system. Your economy at large. So when you look at everything that gets impacted, that 66% is really where the vote. If you're going to make a decision, if you're saying, you're standing here and you're like, you know, should I vote for Herschel Walker or Warnock? Or Warnock, that's his name, Warnock. You know, I think I'm going to go with the Republican. All of these are leanings for the most part, but some of them are bigger than others. Here's one that they say is shocking. Republicans lead Democrats 2 points in terms of which party is most trusted to both uphold democratic norms and enforce election integrity. People are seeing through the Democrats' nonsense, folks. Don't be fooled. They get it. Not resonating. That's funny to me. That they would go, oh, Democrats are not resonating. Well, easy to know why. Very easy to know why. You know, we're brilliant, folks. You want to know why? Because we know the Democrats are morons. Gavin Newsom wants to raise gas prices to combat what? The rising price of gas. Joe Biden shakes hands with thin air. He references dead people. In speeches, he asked people in wheelchairs to please stand up. The guy is barely coherent. You can sum America up in one word. Did you remember that one? Joe Biden, folks, is the big guy. You know it. They know it. He compromised America for the sake of money. Why am I telling you? Here's what I'm going to tell you. I have proven to you. Since my show's been in going, by the way, but I've proven to you time and time again that I know what I'm talking about. When I've talked about CDC, the WHO, Fauci, even when Trump got it wrong on Operation Warp Speed, I told you about Biden being senile and an idiot. I could go on. I have not been wrong in so long on this show, I don't even know. It would be too far to go back. Now, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because when I tell you that they cheated in the elections, that Joe Biden is a tax, that is the big guy, and he compromised his country because he wanted money. He was tired of watching everybody else get money. His son is guilty not only of tax evasion, but he's guilty of many, many more, much more serious crimes. And they want to try. Right now, what you're witnessing is they want you to believe that Hunter Biden, well, he didn't pay his taxes, but he's no Al Capone. And somebody will step up and pay those taxes for him. Here you go. They want the least thing that Hunter did that will get people to, oh, he didn't pay his taxes. And then people go, oh, well, he needs to pay his taxes. And he pays them. And then you know what the left is going to say? Well, he paid them. He paid his taxes, man. This dude that has babies out of wedlock, doesn't claim them, goes on camera with prostitutes snorting coke, has an illegal firearm because he's not supposed to buy it. He lied because he shouldn't be able to have it. And I could go on. And nothing's being done. You want some other truisms? The FBI and other agencies of the government target conservatives, and they're more crooked than a penis with Peyronie's disease. Democrats want you to believe that defunding the police will lead to less crime. I know. Shocking, right? Show me institutional racism. You know what I'll do? I will show you leftism. I will show you a leftist institution, institutional racism in government. Who runs it? Who runs government? Who's not promoting blacks? You know what the institutional, there's institutional stupidism also in government. Look at AOC. Look at Ilhan Omar. Look at Nancy Pelosi. Look at these Hank Johnson, these stupid Democrats that are so idiotic with their policies. I want to pick on Ted Lieu because he's the dumbest Asian I know. Institutional racism. Is it in academia? Yes, it is. Who runs it? The left. Institutional racism in Hollywood. Who runs it? The left. Institutional racism in the media. Who runs it? The left. I'll give you institutional racism. Let's talk about it all day, as long as you want to talk about it. Here's another one I'll tell you. You can take to the bank, folks. Guns don't kill people. Leftists kill people. I'll tell you something else. The 2020 election was 100% stolen. We talked about it earlier. It doesn't matter how many times I mention it. It is never too much. I'll tell you something else that's true. The January 6th is a cover-up for Democrat treason against Donald Trump. You ready for some more? COVID stats were lies. Vaccines were and are dangerous. And vax stats are manipulated to make it look like they aren't. And when I come back, when I talk about, I'm going to talk about this another time because we're out of time here. But I'm going to give you yet another study that proves what I said. So tell me what I'm wrong about. Democrats want to defund the police. They claim the election was stolen. They tell you that Hunter Biden is not a crackhead. He's a Renaissance man. They tell you that his daddy wasn't involved in any of Hunter's stuff. And I could go on. Look, we are brilliant to understand exactly where things stand in this country. We are brilliant not to back a man who shakes hands in thin air and references dead people. We are brilliant when we question the FBI's integrity because we know what they're doing. We're brilliant when we notice that the 87,000 IRS employees are probably going to be targeted at us the same way Lois Lerner did it. We're brilliant when we tell you this. Democrats don't care about women, children. They don't care about veterans. And don't let them fool you. We're brilliant because we're observant and we know what we're seeing. And you know what's happening? Other people are beginning to see it, including other Democrats.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.